on Southeast AgNet, concluding a series with U.S. Department of Agriculture plant pathologist Tim Gottwald about citrus greening disease. Gottwald says growers have been using inconsistent methods of dealing with greening, and greening is spreading as a result.
There's a lot of different producers that are handling this in different ways. Some are still removing trees. Some have given up removing trees. Some are spraying hard versillids. Other farms are not spraying as hard. You need to have a consistent, overall, very harsh control method going on, really suppressing the psyllid and suppressing the disease and removing trees to keep a handle on this. We don't have that consistently from one end of the Florida to the other. And so we still have the disease increasing and spreading very rapidly. Some areas worse than others. Some groves worse than others. But definitely, it is still increasing and spreading.
Gottwald says survival will require a more synchronized management approach.
Survival will be dependent upon a different strategy of how the growers are going to go in and what kind of strategy they're going to use in their individual groves, as well as if they can get consortiums of growers together and do more regional control methods, all synchronizing what they're doing and trying to control this as a region, which is the only way that we've been able to see that there's a great deal of validity in trying to control this disease.
Gottwald says new research developments offer hope for growers.
I think that there's constantly new things that the scientific community is coming up with that show promise. And eventually, you know, we do have transgenic and genomic and genetic solutions that may be coming online in a year or two or a few years that eventually will get out into the commercial industry. And that hopefully will be the saving grace of the industry.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.